10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is so good to have you here. It is Monday, August 10th. It is 5:32. And it is back to school. I know so many of you have been anxious about this day. Summer is officially over and the kids hit back. I know a couple schools went back last week, but this week Clark County is back in session. And so good luck. And as always, if you guys are headed to school this morning or you've got kids on the way to school, call or text us 702-364-9400. Let us know what their names are, where they're going. We'll give them a little shout out on the air. It's always fun. It's always exciting when it's back to school. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. You could tell on the roads it's more busy. I'm like, oh yes, more cars. People are starting, especially with the new start times. I'm like, oh yep, it's starting to make sense.
See,
now.
It didn't. I was completely opposite. I was like, where is everyone? It was deserted on my drive in this morning. I was like, I even looked at my watch. I'm like, am I early, like way too early? Like, where is everyone? I was so confused.
No, for me, I exit or I leave my exit, which is Silverado Ranch in the 15. And while I was waiting at the yield, I was like, dude, these are way more cars than usual. I'm like, oh, back to school's in session.
Oh, see, I thought maybe, I'm like, okay, maybe it's because the high schools are starting later. So there's less like kids driving to school or there's less like, I don't know, but I had the total opposite experience.
So weird.
That's so funny.
How are you feeling?
I'm good. How are you doing?
No, don't do this. How are you feeling? It's your daughter's birthday.
Oh, yeah. I'm good. No, yeah. I'm good. I'm good. I'm excited for her.
Yes.
I mean, I'm a little, you know, I'm a little sentimental. I'm a little bummed out because it's my, you know, first of the last, you know, the last first day of back to school, the last everything. And so, yeah, I am good. I just, you know, this weekend we went back to school shopping. We went and painted her parking spot at her school.
Oh my gosh, they do that?
Oh my gosh.
What
I'll have to send you
it?
I'll have to send you a picture of it. Everybody is so freaking talented. That paints these back to school spots. Do you guys do that? The senior spots? Oh my gosh. There was one that was like, it looked like a Siri. Like when you say, hey Siri, and like it pops up and it's like, why do I have to go back to school or something like that? Like,
yeah.
It was so cool. Or a lot of Pokemon, a lot of like references to pop culture. And it was just so cool to drive around the parking lots to see what everyone did. So hers was a Gossip Girl themed.
Ooh.
And so it's the New York City skyline, which that was fun for us to try to make. So, and then it says XOXO Brooklyn on it. And so
it
came out really cool. And so, yeah, I mean, painting in 115 degrees was like, whoa.
I was going to ask, what time of the day were
you
going
to paint? Yeah, it was like in the afternoon. Horrible time.
No
yeah,
shade?
I'll tell you. Well, Matt brought a pop-up tent initially to do it. And then we had to go do touch-ups because someone parked in the spot when it wasn't dry.
Oh my gosh.
So we were like, oh great.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, so we had to go back. And then we didn't have the pop-up tent, but it's all good.
Oh.
So yeah, it's bittersweet. Sweet, I'll definitely say that, but I'm not gonna miss her last day, so I'm gonna head out there when it's time to do, well, I say the drop off. It's not like kindergarten where we drop her off, but I'm gonna meet her there so I can say goodbye to her for her last first day. Oh my gosh.
I literally cannot wait. I've been counting down the minutes to where you actually get to see her for her last first day. It's insane. And then the video you posted this weekend too, I was like, I'm getting emotional.
I know. And I know so many of you have been on this journey with me for my whole life, honestly, since I announced that I was pregnant with both of my daughters. And you've come with me when I've taken them to their first day of school for kindergarten and first grade and second grade. And like, it's just, you know, we're a family here. And so I know a lot of you have reached out to me and just are like, I can't believe this. I remember when you announced this. Like, you guys remembered things that I forgot. I was like, wow. Oh my gosh. So yeah, it's going to be a good day. Yes. I'm staying positive about it. Bittersweet, but definitely a good day. And I know a lot of parents, you guys are going through this too. So I'm with you. And thoughts and prayers, guys. Let's see if we can get through this together. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was so relaxing. Just cleaned the house and got kind of like a reset with the house. Yeah, it was really good. Other than that, it was pretty chill.
Yeah, that's always nice to have one of those weekends where you feel lighter when your house is clean. Mm-hmm. You know, it just is like, oh, it's so nice.
Yeah. Other than that, ready to get the week going.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's do it.
Bring it in now. This is Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
So much talk about AI. I feel like we're going to have this conversation a lot more here in the future, too, because now artists are openly admitting that they're using AI to make music. And the attitude is basically, hey, you better get used to it. Tyga and Phoenix Flexen have both admitted AI was used in their music, and they're calling it a tool now. What do you guys think about this? 702-364-9400. So Phoenix Flexen has this song called Rubbers, and it turned into one of those kind of surprise songs of the summer. It made the Billboard Hot 100, peaked at 58. People immediately started questioning, like, how it was made, because it sounds completely different from his normal music. So to me, this does sound like AI.
Does it?
Yes. It sounds like one of those songs you make on, is it Suno or Somo? Yeah. It sounds exactly like that to me. So it comes out that AI was involved, and his response was basically, yeah. And he says AI is a tool. Technology changes. Artists, you know, either keep up or they get left behind. And then Tyga, he's saying pretty much the same thing. He admitted he used AI on his new album for parts of the production, like synths and guitar solos and stuff. And he compared it to how people freaked out over using auto-tune back in the day when artists first started using
when
that.
T-Pain got a lot of heat for that.
Yeah, and I get that comparison to a point, because artists have always used technology, right? Auto-tune, sampling, drum machines, vocal effects. No one really expects someone to just like sit in a room with an acoustic guitar and make every single song themselves. But I don't know what it is about AI that feels a little different to me, because now we're talking about technology and that's able to create actual pieces of the song for you. And this song Rubbers is being called the first fully AI generated track to make the Billboard Hot 100.
I think the comparison between auto-tune and AI is very different. And the reason why is you can tell the difference when someone is singing in auto-tune and when someone's singing from their natural voice.
Right.
It's very apparent. Now with AI, you don't know. So I don't really have a problem with artists using AI. I do think it's a tool, whatever, whatever. But I think it's in a separate sandbox. It has to have its own thing. You have to label it as AI, because I feel like we're being a little tricked here. You know, so I do think that it's a great tool for artists, but I think as a listener or even being nominated for Grammys, that's its own separate category.
I do understand AI is part of the world now. It's not going to go anywhere. I think we've all used AI at some point in our lives, whether it's, you know, for fun or for work or for medical advice or whatever. So, you know, saying that artists shouldn't touch AI, I get it. That's not fair, but music does feel different to me, because like if an artist is using it, it starts with the music, right? Then it starts with like building a beat, making the instruments do huge chunks of the production. So I wonder like how much is actually artist created and how much is actually AI created.
Like they're gonna have to be song credits and stuff like that dedicated to AI, which is trippy. And yes, it's the way of the world. My boundaries is if AI completely took over an artist or a human, that's when I'm like, absolutely not. We are going way too far with AI.
Yeah, maybe AI just becomes its own genre. You know, like we've got rock music, we've got rap, we've got AI music. At least, you know, label it so people know what they're listening to. What do you guys think? We're getting some texts here. This one says, I'm sorry, but if AI made most of the song, then the AI made the song. That's not the same thing as creating it. This one says, I think people are overreacting. Producers use samples, loops, plugins, presets, all kinds of shortcuts. AI is just the newest one. Tiffany says, I'm fine with AI helping. I'm not fine with AI doing 90% of the work and then someone putting their name on it like they created the whole thing. And then Jay writes, if Rubbers is catchy, people are going to play it. Nobody asks how a beat was made when they're dancing to it.
I
don't think it's that catchy.
I kind of like it.
Do you really?
It's kind of annoying. I mean, like, sonically, the sound is kind of pleasing.
Well, a lot of people agree with you on that. So, yeah, that's just the way of the future. But, yeah, maybe AI just needs its own category altogether, a separate lane for it. It's just crazy. I feel like we're so futuristic now talking about AI music. It's crazy. Cool. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday, August 10th. It is 6:03.
Back to school to prove to Dad that I'm not a fool.
Yes, you guys have to go back to school.
I love it every single time we play that Billy Madison hook. Thank you, school.
I literally say that all day long on the first day of school. But yes, Clark County back in school. How's everyone feeling? New start times. So some of you may be up earlier, like right now going, wait, I shouldn't be up this early. Others are still sleeping right now. Teachers, how are you feeling about this? I know you were back last week, but I mean, yeah, how did that summer go by so fast?
It was so hot and it's still so hot, honestly. I feel like the summer, it feels like the heat is going later in the season, the year, right?
I did notice, you know, the sun rising a little later. It's kind of smoggy outside, honestly. It's a little dark. So we did get a text, someone asking, what's in the air? The city looks so soggy or hazy. And I don't know, are there fires happening somewhere?
The fires is probably from Spokane. Coming down.
You think all the way from there?
I was watching the weather, the meteorologist saying that it could be from that. But also, did you get rain yesterday?
I did, and we got a little bit of hail, too.
Oh, no kidding. We got heavy rain. The car needs a wash. And I was like, wait, was this in the weather? I felt like it was in the mountains.
I never saw that in the weather report, too. So that kind of caught me off guard. I was actually laid down, and I hear on the roof, like, raindrops. I'm like, that's not raindrops. And then all of a sudden... I was like, whoa, what's going on?
No kidding, you got hail. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was, and then it was gone, and everything was fine again. We went to downtown Summerland, did some back-to-school shopping, got a couple of last-minute things, and so, yeah, it was a last-minute thing. It was so funny, because my daughter was, like, complaining, where she's looking for some tops for school. She's like, there's no tops. There's, like, no tops. And I'm like, girl, you're... literally shopping for back to school the day before. I can't tell you how long I've been asking, like, hey, do you need anything for school? Do you want to go get anything? No, I'm fine. And then last minute, like, you know what? Maybe I should get a couple of tops. And so we go, and we had such a hard time finding anything. So many people were out yesterday doing some last minute shopping. But yeah, it was so funny. I'm like, yeah, everything's picked over. That's why we're not finding anything.
The sizes are gone. And oh my gosh, James had a haircut on Saturday. He said the barbershop was crazy. All types of kids were in there running around from 2 years old to 20 years old. It was a packed weekend at the barbershop.
Yeah, everyone's getting ready. Today is the big day. So some exciting stuff coming up. And as promised, you know, we will give you your little back to school shout outs if you want to call or text us. This morning, Dawn texted us, said her daughter is going to be in the 10th grade. So that's exciting. And I, you know, have a great day at school today. Let us give you your shout out, 702-364-9400. And for me, it's like an emotional day because my daughter's last first day of school.
I'm trying not to cry.
I know.
I'm trying not to get emotional, Mercedes. And so you'll be, is it a drop off or what are you calling it?
Well, it's a meetup. Because she's going to, you know, she's going to go to school. And I asked, like, hey, can I meet you there? And so I, you know, can we have a little chat before you go in for your last first day? And she's like, yeah. She's like, I'll wait for you. She's going early. They don't start till 8:30 now, but she wants to get there early and just, you know, take some pictures with her friends,
yes,
do their TikToks, stuff like that.
Hey, I want to be a part of the TikTok. Can I join you?
You're welcome to join me. But she, so yeah, I'm going to leave and go meet her and then call you guys while I'm out there with her. Right around 8 o'clock this morning.
Oh,
so
I'm
going to try not to cry.
My little heart, it can't handle it.
I know. So it should be fun, maybe slash emotional. We'll see. So details on that coming up. Also, we've got some really cool prizes to give away. 7 o'clock, we've got a concert announcement for you, and we'll be giving away those tickets for that show with Beat Mercedes. Be listening for that. Also, for the Mega Minute at 7:30, we've got your tickets to see Benson Boone. He's going to be at the T-Mobile Arena on Friday. And yeah, be sure you're listening for all that stuff. A lot of, oh yeah, the Backstreet Boys. We've got tickets for the Backstreet Boys. Be listening in the 9 o'clock hour because we're going to give you a keyword. And when you hear that keyword, you're going to want to text it to our contest text line 20357 for your chance to win two tickets to see the Backstreet Boys at the Sphere. So this is going to be really cool. We're doing this all week long. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. Zendaya and Tom Holland reportedly celebrated their marriage with family and friends in England months after quietly pulling off one of Hollywood's most private weddings ever. We've got details coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topic. Trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Zendaya and Tom Holland are trending this morning. They managed to pull off the celebrity equivalent of like a military operation. It was so secretive. They got married without anyone knowing when and where, refused to release a single picture, and then quietly last week held another celebration on Tuesday at the Street Country Estate in England. Now, the celebration reportedly happened at Beaverbrook in Surrey, not far from where Tom grew up. Close friends, family were there, including his three brothers. The whole event reportedly had a very like nature type of theme, which, you know, that sounds very English, you know, very beautiful.
Did you see the pictures of supposedly where this wedding was?
Yeah, it just looks like a fairy tale.
Yes, like something out of Bridgerton.
Yeah, so the funniest part is that fake AI pictures help confirm the real wedding when, you know, Zendaya said people were stopping her and telling her, oh my gosh, you look so gorgeous in your wedding photos. And she was like, those are not real, those are fake. And then Tom had to tell family members who asked about those AI photos. But it really happened. They celebrated last week. No one had any clue. It's so interesting to see how they're two of the biggest stars in the world. How are they able to keep all of this under wraps?
Not only that, but just their love story in general, just meeting on the set of Spider-Man and growing their love from there. It's like these two little kids looking back at themselves and saying, who would have known we would have gotten married these years later?
Well, and I respect how they handle everything too. You know, they give the public their movies. They give the public their red carpets. They do their press tours, but they kept the wedding for themselves. And I get that. Do I want to see the pictures? Yeah, absolutely. But I also respect the fact that they want to keep it private. You know,
I want the pictures linked.
I hope they do it themselves. Like, sell it to People magazine. Sell
yes,
the photos or
please.
Something. Then I won't feel so guilty seeing
see
them.
The
yeah.
Dress.
But, you know, when you followed a celebrity for a couple of years, do you feel like they should at least share one wedding photo?
They don't know us anything. I just want it really bad. Yes, La Roche even said her stylist, like, his favorite thing he's ever styled was Zendaya's wedding dress.
Oh,
so how are you going to leave us with a tease like that?
It seems like a crime to not share that with us. But yeah, they did it. They celebrated last week in private, and that is what's trending. Oh, Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Have you ever been personally offended by someone who didn't mean to offend you? Like, they said something that was meant with a good heart, but it came across the wrong way. What someone said to me over the weekend or did to me that really hurt my feelings, we'll talk about it next.
Turn it up! This is Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Happy back to school. Want to give some back to school shout outs this morning. Jonathan going into 12th grade. Lily going into 9th. Happy first day of school. Also, I want to give a shout out to our friends Reason and Declan on their first day back to school, first and fourth grade, guys. That is amazing. Woo-hoo! Have fun today. And if you have a back to school shout out you want to make, you can always call or text us at 702-364-9400. Did someone ever say anything to you that wasn't offensive at all, but you did take it personally? And I feel silly for admitting that this actually hurt my feelings, but it was Saturday night and we went out to dinner. We went out to one of our favorite restaurants. It's an Asian restaurant we absolutely love. And it was kind of like, you know, end of summer, like let's celebrate kind of dinner,
nice,
right?
Yeah.
Whole family. So we're there and I'm excited because we haven't been there for a while, and we get to the table, and at this restaurant, when you sit down, there's a plate already there. There's chopsticks on the table. There's like a soup spoon on the table. It's all already there for
gotcha,
you.
Gotcha.
So we sit down and I'm just like, whoo, I can't wait. And so our server comes over, absolute sweetheart, the nicest lady ever. She's just like, what can I get you to drink? She brings us water, didn't even ask for it. Like, she was great. And so that we order, and she's going over the order with us. And then she looks at us and she goes, would you like me to bring you some forks? And I was like, what?
Like she didn't know if you could use chopsticks?
Yes! I'm like, what? Do we look like the type of people that don't know how to use chopsticks?
Hey, you never know. She's just trying to be polite.
I know. And I say this with like half joking, but I did look at them and then she left the table. I go, she doesn't think we know how to use chopsticks. And we all started laughing. We're like, we're giving can't use chopstick energy. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. What exactly happened during that ordering conversation that made her think, yeah, they're going to struggle. I'm going to bring them some forks. And so I was like, oh no, we're good. And she's like, okay. And then she just left. But I was like, she meant nothing by it. She was being thoughtful, genuinely, just trying to make sure the whole family was comfortable. I get it. But in my head, I went straight to, oh, she doesn't think I can handle these things.
She probably, you should have come back. You should have. Did you just know that we came back from a week-long trip to Japan?
Oh my
gosh. And we ate the best sushi. Like, you should, I don't know. Like, that to me, it's kind of giving borderline stereotyping.
Yes!
It kind of is. But you know, she's, at the end of the day, she really was just trying to be thoughtful.
She was. She was just trying to be nice. But I did borderline take offense to that. Has someone ever said something to you that was completely innocent, completely well-intentioned, but you still found a way to be offended by it? 702-364-9400.
Happened when I was about 19 years old. We're at the grocery store. Me and both my mom and dad, which is kind of a rare moment, right? So I get into the grocery line. And you know, like, when you're at the cashier, you can't really have two on two side by side. You kind of have to go one by one.
Yeah.
So I went in first. My dad was second, who was paying, and my mom behind him. When the cashier rings up all of our groceries, she goes, who's going to be paying? She's looking at me. Who's going to be paying? You or your boyfriend?
Oh.
My dad. She thought that my dad was my boyfriend.
Oh.
Meanwhile, my mom, who's behind my dad, is cracking up.
Oh my gosh.
She's laughing. And then my dad loved to say this. I'm her dad, not her boyfriend. And she's so apologetic. I am so sorry. And she was a little older, you know, so I gave her a little bit
of a break. Maybe her eyesight wasn't the best.
But I will never forget that moment. And that moment, it happens often. But that one was the one that stood out to me.
What was it for you where you got offended even though it wasn't meant to offend you? 702-364-9400. This one from Mike says, a barista asked me if I needed a senior discount. I am 38.
Okay.
This one says, my mother-in-law said my house was so lived in and it's bothered me ever since. Yeah, what does that mean? Or have you ever had someone like look you up and down and like, oh, you look so comfy today? What does that mean? Does I look like, do I look like a slob? Like, what is that supposed to mean?
Me and my yoga pants are very comfy. Yes.
This one says, my dentist told me I had very average teeth, and I have not stopped thinking about that for 3 years. Yeah, like, your teeth aren't above average. They're just average. Carlos just texted, said, a guy at the gym asked if I needed help with the 10-pound weights. I did not, but it bugged me all day long. Maybe he was just trying to, I think he was trying to, like, you know, be an alpha male and let you know he's got control of the area.
Or he's like, you could lift heavier, basically. I don't know.
Do you need help with those 10-pounders? And then Angela says, my kid's teacher said, my son was a very unique thinker, and I still don't know what that means. A unique thinker.
That's kind of like a low blow compliment. No, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's like a nice way of saying something that's not nice.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
you can't decipher it, you know?
Yeah.
This is funny. This says, whenever I go to Asian restaurants, my friends always say, she's going to need a fork. And I'm not ashamed to admit I'm chopstick challenged. I get it.
You ready? Something's coming, baby. More Mercedes in the Morning. We'll be right back. Something's coming, baby. On Mix 94.1. Hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Okay, pet owners, listen up. Are you one of those pet owners that say they would do absolutely anything for their pet? How about this? A new survey found 76% of pet owners say they would go into debt to save their pet. And I do feel like this one tracks, because most people, you know, it's a member of the family. How can you not do something? Most people say they can cover about $2,818 in emergency vet costs before they have to start borrowing. But over half say they wouldn't even be able to handle a $1,000 emergency without some debt. Emergency surgeries for animals can run $4,000 to $5,000. Ooh. And a lot of vets don't even offer payment plans anymore.
What?
Which is scary. That it's scary. So would you go into debt for your pet, or is there a dollar amount where, you know, whatever it takes turns into, well, let me think about this.
I mean, no question I would go into debt for Momo. Would I open a credit card for Momo? Absolutely. If he had to do emergency surgeries. But the number, gosh, I'd probably have to get with James. Maybe no more than 2,000.
And then, but then what do you do?
I don't know.
I know.
Look at our options.
So many people have to deal with that. It's sad that it comes to that. And I wish more of these places did have payment plans.
Yes.
Because then I think that's a better option. Like, yes, I will spend the $5,000, but I can't give it to you all right now. Like, you know, it's just, it leaves you with this life-changing decision on the spot. What are you going to do?
I have no idea. And I'm so grateful that we've never been in that position yet.
Yeah.
Or hopefully we don't have to be. But I think it's a consideration of pet insurance. And hopefully that would help some type of payment.
Do you have pet insurance?
We don't have pet insurance. And that's why, James, Momo is only 5, yes, but anything can happen.
Yeah, you
never
know.
And I'm trying to convince James, like, hey, I think we need pet insurance sooner than later.
Yeah, it's not a horrible idea. I never had it. But then, you know, there were a couple times where my dogs needed surgeries and it was like, oh, that's the cost. Okay.
How much would you be?
It was a long time ago, and it was Max. He had these crystals in his bladder. It was causing him to like pee blood, and so they had to remove him. And I want to say it was like $2,500. And we were like, what are we going to do? Let him suffer?
No, you know? Anything for our babies.
I know. All right. Also this morning, Petal is officially sitting at number one on the Billboard 200. And Ariana Grande, she just landed her 7th number one album. She took to her Instagram story to celebrate. She said, thank you from the bottom of my heart. She'd already been teasing the moment all weekend with some behind the scenes clips from making the album. 7 number ones, you know, that's not luck. That is definite talent there. So next up, she's got a 10-night run of her tour in London, wrapping up on September 1st. And then she is finally taking, deservedly, that hiatus.
Oh my gosh. But this album has been on repeat for me. This is my favorite song right now still.
Is it?
It is so good. And the beginning of the song, it goes ding, ding. Do you hear like the dings in the song? They said that she sampled it from the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland.
Oh,
Ride.
That is so funny. I only listened to it the one time. I need to give it some more.
Yes.
It felt really angry to me, and I didn't like the vibes I was getting from it. And so I was like, yeah, I gotta step away from it. I need happy
She's
stuff right
mad.
Now. Yeah, she is really mad. Finally this morning. So this week was the MLB trade deadline, and it got people wondering, what if that was a thing at your job? Like your boss trades you to another company because they want your specific skill set. A new poll found 23% of people would actually have a positive reaction to being traded, including 6% who said they'd flat out love it. Now, on the other side, 29% say they'd be genuinely upset if it happened to them, and 31% said they honestly have no idea how they'd feel about it, which is fair. Nobody's ever had to think about this before. Younger workers were way more into the idea than older ones, probably because they're not as rooted in one job yet. So tell me, if you got traded tomorrow,
oh my gosh,
would you be relieved, offended? Would your first thought be like, who did they trade me for?
Yes, that's my first thought. Like, okay, so you want someone better than me. What skill set? But it's like, are we being traded to different cities? That's where I think. Like, am I going back to Connecticut? Because I'm not going back.
Oh, you're like, I have limits, and that's not in my trade clause.
Thank you.
This is KMXB FM and HD1 Henderson, Las Vegas.
Mix 94.1.
My home for hit music.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
I will never get sick of that.
Isn't that when he's at the bus stop?
Yes.
And he's like going back and forth singing?
I love it. Happy back to school, Clark County. If a lot of you haven't been listening through the summer, we're so happy to have you back. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, and we missed you guys. I'm all thrown off by the school start time, so your middle schoolers are getting ready to go into school now here at 7:30, so you're waking up earlier. The high schoolers, they still have an hour to go, and then the elementary schoolers, when do you start? Like noon?
That's insane. In noon, they get off at 9 p.m.
It's so different. So how's everyone adjusting? Doing your back-to-school shout-outs here at 702-364-9400. Ava starting third grade at Coral Academy. Riot, Axel, Dakota, Kingston, Addie, and Connor, happy first day of school from your grandma. Wanted to shout you out. Shayna is going to seventh grade today at Pinecrest Academy in Cadence. Brianna, Alexa, Vanessa, all going to school today. It looks like Asher is going to the eighth grade. We've got JC in 12th grade, Elsie in seventh grade, and Zane in second grade, and Kennedy going into 10th grade.
Wow.
Logan going to sixth, Maddie to first. So happy first day of school. Also, Chloe going into the seventh grade. So have a great day, you guys. It is time for your opinions. We need your help here. 702-364-9400. It is time for Jerk or Justified. Is this person being a jerk, or are they justified? If you ever have a situation you want us to read for Jerk or Justified, it's super easy. Just send us a DM on social media at Mercedes in the AM, or you can even email us through our website, mix941.fm. This one says, hi, guys, and good morning. My name is Gia, and I'm wondering if you could read this for Jerk or Justified. I've been dating a guy who I thought was my Prince Charming until our date on Saturday night. We've been dating for a few weeks, and he's very charming and chivalrous. He pays for every date and won't let me take out my wallet. So we're at dinner on Saturday, and he put down his credit card, and it was denied. Then he put down another one, and that was denied. So then I just paid for dinner. When I got home and told my roommate what happened, she told me to run from this guy. She said, as much as I like him, he's got money issues, and I need to get away from him. I don't know if that's being fair. I mean, he's paid for all the other dates, and I didn't ask him to explain himself. So do you think I would be a jerk if I run from this guy, or would I be justified? Should I give him a few other chances to see what happens? Thank you. Love the show. Signed, Gia. That's a tough one,
yeah,
Gia.
Yeah, that is.
702-364-9400. I think, like, for me, I feel like you should ask him about it first. That's just and that's a hard topic to bring up. Money is weird to talk about, but I think one bad night doesn't necessarily erase all the nice things that he's done for you. You said he bought you a bunch of other dinners, and sometimes people go through rough patches. I know sometimes timing gets weird with paying bills, or maybe even there was some sort of like weird glitch or something with his credit cards. Like, who knows, you know? So I would ask, but in a way that's not like nosy, like, hey, is everything good with your credit cards? Like, that scared me. Like, you didn't have your identity stolen or anything, did you? And like, let him say what he has to say. That way you don't, you know, that he doesn't get embarrassed or defensive. What do you guys think?
Okay, I'm not saying you need to end it because of this, but I do think it is a red flag to be aware of. Like, if it happens again, then maybe it's a conversation of like, hey, maybe we talk about the future. Is this something you want to be serious with and go from there? Because I think money is a conversation you have to have if you're serious about this person. If you're not serious, if you're one of those people that are like trying to get on dates and go out to eat, then screw it. It's fine.
I do agree with, you know, money is a conversation you have to have, but this seems early on and like,
yeah,
I don't know. It sounds like he's a nice guy and this is what happened. What do you think? Jerk or justified? 702-364-9400. Shauna, good morning. Jerk or justified? What do you think?
Good morning. Can I make a shout out first to my school that I'm going to go work at?
Of course. So where's your school?
Pesterson Elementary School.
Nice.
Shout out. Okay. Now, jerk or justified, Shauna, what do you think?
Okay. My first knee-jerk reaction would be to run. Like her roommate. But her roommate's saying that he has financial problems, but what does she know? And then I think age is a big factor. You know, like if they're in their early 20s, I would probably run.
Really? Hmm. But not if they're... See, to me, it's more of a red flag if they're older.
Opposite,
and this
yeah.
is happening. But that's interesting, Shauna. That, I mean, I think some people would agree with you on that. Some of the texts we're getting, I think it's a justified move because when you're older in life, you can't be with someone who holds you down. This one says, run. Sounds like a narcissist whose facade is starting to crack.
Ooh,
oh, my.
That's harsh.
Fancy word, too. Facade. This one says, attention, women, stop listening to your single friends for relationship advice. Systems can go down, creating a card to be declined. It could be anything. Let's talk to Billy. Billy, you're on. Jerk or justified. Good morning. What do you think?
I feel that she should have asked him right then what was going on with his card. Second is, like you said, people have problems on credit card machines.
Yeah, it really could be anything. To jump to a conclusion like that so fast, I think that would be wrong on your part. But Melissa says here he deserves a chance to explain. Life be lifen. it was probably incredibly embarrassing for him. Ross says, send him a bill for dinner and see if he pays it on time. Kidding. Anna says, first, listen to your gut. Second, if he didn't offer an explanation on the way home, you won't get one, and it probably won't be the truth with too much time to come up with a story. If it's a credit card and not debit, it could be maxed out. Why are you not using your bank card, she says. Sarita says, do not waste your time debating with yourself how red a flag is. If it feels even a little bit red, go with that. Kylie, jerk or justified, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, I think if she doesn't give him the benefit of the doubt, it might be jerk.
Should she give it a couple more dates? Should she say something? What do you think?
I think she should say something only because I think men typically don't like sign them up for themselves up for embarrassment.
Okay, so Kylie, you're Gia, I'm the guy, and we see each other for the first time since it's happened. Hey, what's up?
Hey, so last time your car got declined, and I just wanted to know kind of like what's going on.
It was fraud alert. Yeah, it was fraud alert.
No, but I like it. You're being direct. You're being to the point. You're not kind of, you know, dancing around it. This text says maybe he likes her so much that he spent so much money trying to impress her that it finally caught up with him.
No, don't try and impress a girl like that, though. Yeah, getting caught up and you're like, oh, forgot to check my credit card balance.
No more dinners.
We're going to coffee instead.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Gia, let us know what you end up doing. I'm really curious. It's really 50-50 here. Go to our Facebook page and check out some of the comments, because there's some really good advice. Some people are saying run. Others are like, just give them a chance. Like, we've all had rough patches, right?
Yes, I think we've been in that situation.
Oh, my gosh. If my husband would have gone, like, on me based on my credit when we met... He would have walked away like in a second.
This lady's broke.
Oh my
she
gosh.
Can't pay the bills.
I wasn't just broke. I was broke. Like, so broke. It was bad. All right. Let's do it. It's time to win and time for the Mega Minute. Can you conquer the Mega Minute for tickets to see Benson Boone? We've got him right now, T-Mobile Arena on Friday. Who wants to go? Caller 20 right now. You get to play the Mega Minute. We're going to give you 10 questions. And if you answer all 10 of those questions correctly in 60 seconds, you're going to see Benson Boone. Caller 20, you get to play right now. Our number is 702-364-9400. Good luck. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Okay, let's get our contestant, Danielle, your caller 20. Woo-hoo! Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, we have more people in the car. Who's helping you out today, Danielle?
Brayden.
Hey, Brayden, are you going to school this morning?
Yeah, 7th grade.
Hey, congratulations. That's awesome. Okay, Danielle and Brayden, let's do this. We've got these Benson Boone tickets. Want to give them to you. You just have to conquer the Mega Minute. If either one of you knows an answer, shout it out. If I hear the correct answer, we'll move on. We've got 10 questions, 60 seconds. You get them all right in that time, and you're going to the show. Are you two ready?
You're ready.
All right, guys, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
How many days are in the month of August?
31.
Yes. On what day does the Clark County School District start their fall semester?
Today, August 10th.
Yes. Ron Weasley is a character from which movie series?
Harry Potter.
Yes. What sport do they play in the show Heated Rivalry?
Football?
No. Which ocean lies between South America and Africa?
Pass.
Who did Forbes name the youngest billionaire ever in 2019?
Taylor Swift.
No. What kind of liquor is Smirnoff?
Vodka.
Yes. Nova Scotia is a province in what country?
Nova Scotia. Pass.
What NBA team plays in Indiana?
Pacers?
Yes. How many rings are in the Audi logo?
Five. Four.
Yes, four. What sport do they play in the show Heated Rivalry?
Oh,
it was hockey, Danielle and Brayden. Oh, darn it. Yeah, you got that one. There were a couple other we had to skip over. This was not an easy one by any means. Which ocean lies between South America and Africa? That's the Atlantic Ocean. Forbes, who did Forbes name as the youngest billionaire ever in 2019? That was Kylie Jenner. Great guess, though, on Taylor Swift. What Nova Scotia is a province in which country? That is Canada. And that was it. You got the rest right. Unfortunately, it was not enough to conquer the Mega Minute, so that means caller 20 right now. Those tickets are yours. Tickets to see Benson Boone when he comes to the T-Mobile Arena this weekend. Caller 20, you get him. 702-364-9400.
This is my station.
It's Mix 94.1 with Mercedes in the Morning.
It's the first day back to school, and it's a special moment because Mercedes has left the studio to be there for her daughter's last first day of school. Mercedes is on the phone now. Mercedes, can you hear us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, you sound good. Where are you right now?
Okay, so I'm pulling up to the school right now. There's a little bit of traffic around, but I checked in with my daughter, and she's running late on her first day of school, which is great.
She's running late, so you're
actually seeing her. Well, technically, she's not running late because they start later, but she was telling me, oh, I'm going to get there early. It's going to be perfect. to get here early, so I'm going to meet her in the parking lot.
So how late is she going to be? Like, you're going to be there before her type of thing?
Yeah, I'm, like, literally getting ready to pull into the parking lot right now, and she is on the way. So I think she might be, like, 2 minutes behind me.
Oh, okay.
Here, I'm guessing.
That's not too bad.
Not too much. Not too much. Yeah, hopefully we meet up there, but it's just so weird because the high schools are now starting at 8:30, so the traffic around her school is really not bad. Usually it's horrible, but it's kind of empty, which is nice.
And you said that she has, like, a parking spot. Like, seniors are, they painted it over the weekend or something like that?
Yeah, so the seniors get these reserved spots, and they can paint them however they want. So she did hers, well, actually, her dad and I did hers over the weekend, and she held the paintbrushes. And so, yeah, it looks really cool. She has, like, a Gossip Girl kind of theme to hers. But, man, these kids, they are so good. They are, like, artists. There's Pokemon, and there's, like, One Piece, and Ted Lasso. Like, there's just many different ones. It's really cool.
So what are your emotions right now? I know it's, like, kind of hectic because you're in the car and you're trying to get there. But is it, like, what is it? What is your emotions feeling right now?
You know, it's really hard to explain. And if you know, other parents right now that have seniors, you probably know. It's like you're so happy and proud and you're so excited for this next chapter. And senior year, it's like, you know, we've lived it. It's amazing. But then there's a part of me that's like, wow, this is the beginning of the end of, like, my, I don't want to say being a mom, but, like, being a mom to kids, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like when you, like, this past weekend when you looked at her, you saw, like, a little girl going into senior year? What was that experience like?
It's almost like the opposite. I feel like it's this adult, like, where did you come from? Like, you're supposed to be this little girl that danced around the house and gave me attitude. She does that still. But, like, you know, it's just, it's such a conflict of emotions. It's exciting, but I want to cry. So I'm here. I'm parked in the spot. And I'm just waiting for them to get here. I'm looking for them on Find My and seeing how close they are.
Do you know what you're going to tell her before you leave or, like, before she goes into school?
I wrote down, like, some things last night, and it makes no sense. I'm reading it now. I'm like, I was so emotional when I wrote this last night. But I have it, and so if we want to play a song, and then when we come back, it looks like they're right around the corner. So I can meet up with her and tell her what I want to say, and we can do this for one last time.
No. Oh my gosh, please. Okay, so we'll play a song, we'll come right back, and then we'll get Brooklyn on the phone, okay? Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Happy first day of school, Clark County. And it's a special one because Mercedes has left the studio. She's out at her daughter's school, and she's on the phone right now to send Brooklyn off to her first day of senior year. Mercedes, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes. Oh my gosh, how's it going over there?
Good. So she pulled up. I'm about to go get in her car right now.
How crazy is that? You're going into her car on the first day of senior year.
This is so crazy. Okay. She's staring at me. Let's get. Oh my gosh. She's parked so crooked.
She's parked crooked? Hey, who was her teaching? Who taught her how to park? Let's see. I hear the clicker going off. Can you hear us, Mercedes? Oh, it sounds like they're going into the car. Mercedes, Brooklyn, you guys there? Oh, no. It's that Summerlin drop right there with the signal. Mercedes, can you hear us?
Yes, can you hear me? I'm so sorry.
There we go. I was going to say, it's that Summerlin weird signal, huh?
All right. I'm going to put you on speaker here. Here we go.
Brooklyn.
Oh, hear us?
Hi, guys. How are you? Oh, no, your guys' signal isn't good. Brooklyn, Mercedes, can you hear us? Uh-oh, we might have a bad spot at their high school. No, Brooklyn, can you hear us? Oh, no. Mercedes, okay. There we go.
Now can you hear us?
There we go. Yes, we can hear you.
So Brooklyn's here.
Hi, Brooklyn's
here.
Brooklyn, oh my gosh, happy first day of senior year.
Thank you. You look super cute today.
What is she wearing?
She's wearing some jeans that we got her yesterday. Oh, no, these are your old jeans. And she's wearing a cute top, and her hair is all pretty, and she looks so nice. So we're here. This is it. How do you feel?
God, I feel like I should be going to, like, eighth grade.
Oh, yeah. That's like.
Are you sad? Or are you happy or what?
Like, both.
What are you excited about most for this year, your last year?
Graduating.
You're already looking for that. What are you sad about?
Well, like, because it's all, like, I've ever really known. So, like, everyone knows everyone. And it's, like, obviously it's nice, but it'll be, like, fun to, like, kind of escape it at the end of the year.
Well, I wrote something to say to you. I wrote this last night, so if it doesn't make sense, I apologize. But I was going to read this to you. Okay. So, baby B, it's your last first day. I keep looking at you and seeing all the versions of you, like the little girl who used to sit in front of the open refrigerator just to cool off. Always dramatic, no front tooth, just smiling all the time, dancing in the hallway to Missy Elliott. I was always watching you because you were always so hard not to watch because you're so full of life. And so here we are, senior year, your last first day. And I don't want to pretend that it's not bittersweet because it is, but two of the truest things are happening kind of in me at the exact same time. Part of me wants to just hold on to you forever. And just then the other part of me is just so proud of you because you've just grown up into such a lovely young woman. And you're funny and you're kind and you just have this fire inside of you that no one handed you. You built it yourself. And people love to say, you know, you can't be a mom and a friend to your kids. Like, you have to pick one. And I never believed that. And you're part of the reason why, because I get to be, you know, the one setting the rules. And, you know, not every mom gets both. I know how lucky I am that I get both with you. And I know I'm, as you say, cringe sometimes. I know I say things that annoy you sometimes. And I know I probably am embarrassing you right now. But I'm not going to pretend that I don't cherish all these moments with you. And I have such a love for you. And so what I want you to know going into this last year is you don't have to have it all figured out. Nobody does, not even adults who act like they do. Just keep being you, brave, as wonderful as you've always been. Be the refrigerator kid. Be the kid with no front tooth. Don't let anyone ever talk you out of her. And the last thing I want to say is for my birthday this year, you made me this jar full of little folded up messages, one for every day, and every day I pick one out and I read it. And so today, on your last day, my message that I read was, slay queen. So right back at you, Brooklyn, slay queen, go out there. If there's one thing I've learned in this whole parenting ride, it's this: you spend 18 years teaching you how to live, and then the whole point is to send you off onto your own. So we reached that goal, and I love you more than I could ever say. So go have the best last first day ever.
Thank you.
Slay queen is gonna be our motto for the rest of the year. I'm crying, Mercedes. Brooklyn, how do you feel after hearing your mom say all of that?
That was really sweet, and I love, like, cherishing all these, like, last moments, like, with her. And I know it's, like, going to be hard, but I know she's here to, like, support me, like, this last chapter.
Yeah. Mercedes, are you holding back tears or what? Because I am a mess over here.
I am. I'm trying to say, I don't want to send her into school crying this morning.
And by the way, are you guys, like, the only two people in the car in the parking lot? Well, meanwhile, everyone's, like, outside getting taken their first day pictures.
Yeah, everyone's doing their TikToks and stuff, so I should probably let her go do that.
Aww.
But on the count of three, what's today's motto? One, two, three.
Slay, slay queen!
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Jesse, you are our contestant for Heads Up. Congratulations!
Oh, hey, Steph. What's up?
What's up? Mercedes is on her way back. She just dropped off her first day of senior year. Isn't that crazy? So you are going to be you're going to be playing with me, okay? So you are going to be playing for a four-pack of tickets to the Slotzilla over at Fremont Street Experience. Pick your category. Do you want to go with Pack Your Backpack, Ellis for Lion, Spill the Tea, Put It in Writing, or Roll with It?
Let's do it's the first day of school, let's pack the backpack.
That's exactly it. Pack your backpack because today is the first day of school for Clark County. These are all things associated with back to school, okay?
Yep.
Do you have any kids that are going back to school today?
No, I don't.
No, maybe that's a good thing. All right, Jesse, let's do this. 6 in 60 seconds. On our 60 seconds, it starts now. This is the thing kids take home with them. They have...
homework?
Yes. This is the yellow transportation they have to go on.
A bus?
Yes. This is where they eat at in this type of room.
Cafeteria?
Yes. If I'm signing a kid's permission slip, they are going on a...
field trip?
Yes. If I need to go to the bathroom, the teacher needs to give them this.
Pass.
Okay, we'll take that. This is when this rings, I have to go to my next period.
The bell.
Yes! Oh my God!
All
congratulations!
Right,
Jesse, you just won a family four-pack of tickets to the Slotzilla Zipline. It's Fly Above the Lights of Fremont Street Experience on Slotzilla, Vegas's iconic zipline. Congratulations!
Heck yeah, I can't wait. Good job, Steph. You did amazing
awesome.
Today.
Awesome. Thank you, Jesse. And if you want to win these tickets to Slotzilla, we are doing this prize all week long around the same time, 8:25. It's Mix 94.1.
Woo! You're listening to Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
I'm back.
Yay, you're back.
Oh my gosh. I just have to say, we really take for granted that we get here at 4 o'clock in the morning because we don't have to deal with any of the traffic. Just driving back, I'm like, what is this? This is traffic.
Where were you when you experienced traffic? First of all, I
was on Charleston it was Sahara and the 215. And it was just, there was so many cars, and not just that, people are driving really slow.
Oh.
Like, I get it. It's school's back in, school zones. You got to respect the speed limit. But when you're on the freeway, it's okay to go 65. You know, you don't have to go 55 on the freeway. And so I was stuck behind this car, and then you can't switch lanes because there's too many cars. And I was like, oh man, I apologize to all of you that are driving right now. I totally took for granted driving in with no traffic.
Well, let's talk about before traffic. So you went to go drop off your daughter for her first day of senior year. Leaving, did you get more emotions, or like, how was that?
You know, it was weird. Like, I did feel like I wanted to cry, but then at the same time, I was just like excited for her. Like, you know how you felt when you were a senior and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm the seniors, we're the older ones, we run the school now. And so I was excited for that for her. You know, she's made me really proud, and I did feel sentimental because I've been seeing a lot of your messages, and you guys are so, so kind. Like, this stuff gets me emotional. Is just you guys who have been along for the ride for so long, and maybe some of you have just joined the ride, but a lot of you just remember those days when I took her when she was in kindergarten, and you guys make me feel so special. You made her feel so special, and it was just, I don't know, it was just like I'm up and down all over the place, and so I'm excited for her. I think she's gonna have a good year.
I think so too. She's already, like, just knowing her, she's such an innate leader, and she, like, takes, like, life at the palm of her hands and she runs for it.
Yeah,
I'm really excited for it, but I'm really interested, and I know it's a little too early to talk about colleges. How's that going?
She's, you know, she's already on it. She's already, like, you know, I told you the the Common app open, and that's how they apply. And so she's got a short list. I think she's going to apply ED to a school, which is early decision. And so we'll see what happens. But I know she's going to make us proud. And I know a lot of you guys are experiencing the pride, whether it's senior year or, you know, middle school or whatever. We got so many people that want to do shout outs this morning. Jack, Zoe, and Olivia going to eighth grade at Thurman White Academy. Wyatt's going to fifth grade at Helen Toland. We have Ava. We shouted out Ava earlier, going to third grade. We have Maxwell and Olivia going to Vasiliadis this morning. We have so many people that are going in. Brooklyn, 11th grade, Green Valley High School, new school. There's just something about going back to school, yes. You know?
Did you ever like feel like, though, going into senior year, I slacked off so much. I sure did. I was like, I got to leave by 1 p.m. I didn't have a sixth period. Do you feel like that is going on with Brooklyn?
No, she's got like AP classes and stuff like that. I'm like, oh my gosh. Girl, you can take a break now. Junior year is supposed to be the hardest year.
Who is taking AP classes in senior? That is suicide.
I know. I'm like, wow. But you know what? It's, you know, she can do it. Yeah. And these kids are awesome. So yeah, I just thought it was funny when I took my little message from her. I take one every day. This one said Slay Queen. I was like, right on.
I love that saying, and I can totally hear her saying Slay Queen.
And she said it right before I left too. So
hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
What do you guys think about this? New Orleans, they are the first major U.S. city to start letting AI answer some 911 calls.
Ooh.
They're rolling out AI to handle some of these calls, specifically the repeat or the lower priority ones, while the real emergencies still go straight to human dispatchers. The city officials swear it's not replacing anyone. It's just there to help manage the more than 1,000 calls a day that they're getting, but a former 911 dispatcher is not having it. They're saying that this is the worst idea you could possibly think of. Her point is that an AI cannot hear panic in someone's voice. It can't pick up on confusion or a speech problem or a heavy accent or all those, you know, tiny human cues that tell you someone is in real trouble, even if their words don't say it outright. Supporters think it's going to speed up response times. Critics think missing those cues in a life or death situation could actually cost someone their life. So where do you stand on this? Are you comforted knowing AI is only handling the small stuff, or does the idea of AI answering any 911 call completely freak you out?
Did it say it's going to know when it's small stuff and it's going to go to AI, or it's immediately you're calling and it's AI picking right up?
No, it's going to know if it's going to determine if it's small stuff. If it's a repeat call, one of those, it's going to go straight to AI. But yeah, but how do you know it's small stuff?
And also like
small potatoes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, the Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I love that reference.
I mean, is this a small potatoes call or a big potatoes call? How is AI going to know which potatoes it is?
Regardless, it's potatoes and it's an emergency, okay?
Exactly.
And ChatGPT, let's take that for example. It already has false information, okay? And it, like when you submit things or when you talk into it, half the time, like you have to re-edit your things when you're talking to it or when you're texting it. So imagine AI, like if I'm, oh no, like my husband accidentally chopped his finger off, I need a medic, and I'm talking to AI, no. I don't care if that's a small potato or a big potato. I don't want AI picking up my call.
It doesn't know. Yeah, I agree. This is a terrible idea. Let's not do this. 911, that's emergency. Maybe for the 311 number.
Yeah.
311, have at it. Use AI all you want. But the 911s, I think we should keep to actual humans on that. Also this morning, The Weeknd, he has shut down retirement talk. And he did that mid-concert. He told the crowd on his After Hours Till Dawn stadium tour, I'll never disappear. Now, that is a big contrast to what he was saying earlier. He admitted he actually tried retirement for a bit. And he said, I don't like the way this feels. And then he told the crowd, I'm going to be here forever with you. It's a real turnaround from where he was after his sixth album, Hurry Up Tomorrow, when it sounded like The Weeknd was just a character. And he was wrapping that up as he leaned more into Abel Tesfaye, but I guess the retirement lasted about as long as most New Year's resolutions to last very long.
I think the only thing we can retire, he can retire on is, what was that one show he was in? Was it like The Idol or something?
It was so bad. See? And I watched every single episode of it. It was one of those shows that was so bad, I couldn't stop watching it. It was awful. And I heard there's a new movie like that.
Why are they doing movies
No. A new movie, not even related to The Weeknd. What's the movie on Netflix that everyone is saying is so bad?
Is it 72 Hours with Kevin Hart?
No. No, it's with Greta Lee. And I wanted to watch it because I love Greta Lee.
I don't remember.
But they're like, it's called The Last House. Did anybody watch The Last House? Because I was going to watch it. Then I saw on social media, everyone's like, this is horrible. Did AI write this script? This was the worst, 2 hours of my life I can't get back. And I'm like, really? I really wanted to watch this. I love Greta Lee. But now people are saying, don't waste your time.
So it's similar to that, as in, don't watch it. Don't watch The Idol. Don't watch The Last House.
Well, watch The Idol because it's so bad it's good.
No.
Like, it's just one of those, you're going to watch it and be like, this is so bad.
The only thing that he needs to retire from is acting and putting on shows.
Yeah, but anyone have any insight on The Last House? I'm really curious. I wanted to watch it tonight, but now I'm second guessing myself. So if you have any insight on that, let me know. Finally, this morning, we've all heard of Neatos, right?
Yeah, the little squishy thingies.
Yeah, their kids are obsessed with these things right now, to the point where parents are hunting stores just to track them down. The problem is they're filled with gel, and TSA is becoming the bad guy to children all across the land. They have a rule that any gel-filled item in a carry-on has to be 3.4 ounces or less. Most parents have no idea this rule even applies to a toy. So their kid gets to the checkpoint and TSA is taking the Neato.
No.
And you've got a full meltdown happening in the security line. Social media is filled with videos of this exact scenario playing out. I felt so sorry for this little girl. This video I saw on TikTok, this mom was like, it says on the screen, like, she packed for our trip to Florida and wanted to bring all her Neatos to show her cousins. Literally TSA taking all of her Neatos away. The girl is in tears, bawling her eyes out, and there's nothing they can do.
That was like me and my toothpaste. How could they take my toothpaste away?
I know, but you can always buy new toothpaste. That's you can't true. Find Neatos everywhere you go. I felt so bad for them.
Was it the same story of the mom saying her daughter packed on her own and she didn't put it in her carry on and it was all filled with her stuff in her
bag? Yes, I think that's what it was.
That was heartbreaking.
I know. It's so sad. We're getting some text here. This one says, The Last House was not good at all. It's not one of those, it's so bad, it's good movies. Don't waste your time. Then someone else, I watched The Last House. It's not that bad. See, I'm telling you, you're getting both sides of it. So I may have to watch it tonight. So we'll see.